Very pleased with the verdict, and obviously mostly pleased for the families. Obviously, they've had to put up with a lot. They've had to put up with a lot of slurs, a lot of people having opinions without really knowing the facts, a lot of people sort of manipulating the facts of the day for their own causes. And this kind of puts all of that to one side now, and the verdict's been given, and they can say that they fought for justice, and you know they were right to do so. And obviously, beyond this, now it gives them the opportunity to pursue whatever it is they want to pursue next.
Sure. And Danny, you saw it unfold all of those years ago. You know, you've waited for this day for a long time as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Because anybody who was there on the day knew pretty quickly that things were going awry, and that things had gone wrong. You know, things that had gone wrong. And as we've always said, me and my friends that were there, there was so much talk before their 89 semi-final about the possibility of Liverpool and Forest switching ends, because a lot of people don't know that we played the same semi-final at Hillsborough the year before. And we'd been given the greater allocation of tickets. So there was and we were a smaller club than Liverpool. And so there was a lot of talk that the second year that they'd do it the other way around, in which case we would have had Leppings Lane. And given that I was in the ground at about 2:10 on the day of the game, stood behind the goal at the Kop end, I could easily have been stood behind the goal at Leppings Lane. And, you know, we could be not having this conversation today.